Joint Legislative Procedures will come to order. Secretary, please call the roll.
Polly.
Here.
Qualm.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Stevens. Excused. Lust.
Here.
Furix. Excused. Maher. Excused. Norstrup.
Here.
Langer.
Here.
Kurd. Excused. Haugard. Excused. Haverly.
Here.
Nicholson.
Here.
Greenfield.
Here.
Lieutenant Governor Michaels. Excused. You have nine.
Quorum is present.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I'll move approval of the alternative legislative calendar, item number two, for the sake of discussion.
Minutes.
The alternative, I think, that you're speaking of changes the calendar in as far as it adds a legislative day on January 28th and deletes the legislative day for February 1st. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we change the calendar as has been identified. Discussion on that motion.
It's a good change.
Hearing none, no further discussion. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Polly.
Aye.
Qualm.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Approved.
Stevens. Excused. Lust.
Aye.
Frerix. Excused. Maher.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Kurd. Excused. Haugard. Excused. Haverly.
Aye.
Mickelson.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Mr. Chair,
10 yea and 4 excused.
The motion having received a majority vote of members elect is declared passed. Speaker Mickelson.
Mr. Chair, I move approval of the minutes.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. That motion is carried.
Here.
We have one more thing that was on the agenda. Reconsideration of Rule 6E-2 relative to hog houses that occur in committee. Executive Director Hancock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You have language in front of you entitled Reconsideration of Joint Rule 6E-2. The way I've laid this out, you can see both underlined and crossed through the language, the new language that you approved a couple of days ago. The proposal here would be to replace that new language with new language, which is just underlined, and instead of automatically having a hog-housed bill lay over one legislative day in committee, this new language is modeled more after the 517 approach, where it would be laid over one legislative day by request if supported by at least one-fifth of the committee members.
Very good. Yes.
Clarification, of course, it gets muddled at times in the Red Book. Is that present or elect of the members of the committee?
I think the intention would be to be elect.
Yep. So you may want to clarify
that. That's understood.
That.
For purposes of further discussion, it's understood that it will be members elect, not members present, until I'm told otherwise. Very simply put, it was mentioned that, you know, in the case that a hog house has been offered, but the hog house doesn't substantively change the bill, it's not a hostile takeover of a bill, etc., that the holdover until the future meeting could be waived. And unless you'd have two or a fifth of the members objecting to waiving it, you would allow it to be moved on or considered right then and there. Go ahead, Speaker.
I'm going to move approval of joint rule, proposed modification of joint rule 6E-2, and on line 8, after the word members, I would just suggest that we go ahead and include dash elect.
Second. All right, it's been moved and seconded that we adopt reconsideration of joint rule 6E-2 with the change that's been identified, changing into members elect. Any discussion on that? Hearing none. Representative Hall.
A quick comment. The reason I brought this forward is just to have the discussion and awareness, and I think having it in the rule book with this minor change, but I think having it in the rule book still puts an awareness there, and that's the intent, is to try to make it as transparent as possible. So I support this.
Very good. Any further discussion?
Do we have a second?
Yep, it was seconded by Maher.
Yes.
Those, hearing no further discussion, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Holly.
Aye.
Qualm.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Stevens.
Aye.
Lust.
Aye.
Furix excused. Maher.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Langer.
No.
Kurd. Excused. Haugard. Excused. Haberle. Haberle.
Aye.
Oh. Mickelson.
Yeah, aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
10 yay, 3 excused, and 1, or I'm sorry, 10 yay, 1 nay, and 3 excused.
All right. The vote, again, 10 to 1 with 3 excused. The motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed. We'll move on. Representative Mickelson.
Mr. Chair, I've got an item that would require two-thirds of the committee to consider, and it has been distributed. It is a what I think a clarification of what constitutes harassing or what may constitute harassing or offensive behavior under our rule book, Rule 1B-3, Professional Conduct and Civility. It says... It outlines the obvious that we will not tolerate from our members conduct that's harassing or offensive based on a number of different factors. And then the addition, if it were to meet with your approval, would just say harassing or offensive behavior may include electronic communications through social media or otherwise, whether actual or attempted. Probably stating the obvious already, but I just think it's a good clarification to put out there.
Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you. Speaker, the last clause, I'm not sure I follow.
Before we move on, is there a motion to suspend the rules so that we can place this on today's agenda for purposes of...
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
All right. This does require a two-thirds vote, so we will proceed to a vote on amending our agenda, thus, with the language that's been talked about. Any discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. Secretary will call the roll.
Holly.
Aye.
Qualm.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Stevens.
Aye.
Lust.
Aye.
Furix excused. Maher.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Kurd excused. Haugard excused. Haberle.
Aye.
Mickelson.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
11 yay and 3 excused.
That motion has received a two-thirds majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Lieutenant Governor.
I'm sorry, but my question was that last clause. I apologize, Mr. Chair. What do you mean by whether actual or attempted? I'm not following its modification, and whether or not that clause is actually necessary.
Mr. Chair, you can engage in, with my kids. I know that, or even on Twitter, you can block people from communicating with you. So they can't actually communicate, but the attempt to communicate would be an attempt that maybe didn't actually occur, but there you could see that there was an attempt that was blocked. So that's the purpose of including that.
Representative Lust.
If I may, for the sponsor of the amendment, would you view this as a friendly amendment after the word include, add the use of?
Sure.
I think that clarifies it.
Yes,
because
I mean, yeah.
That'd be fine. This isn't meant to limit what constitutes harassing or offensive behavior, but it says, listen, this kind of stuff very well could be, so don't do it.
No, I think the inclusion of that language makes the sentence make sense, because otherwise you're just saying... I don't know what you would do with electronic communication if you didn't use it, but I think adding the words "the use of" before electronic and after include makes the sentence make more sense.
Yes, if that would satisfy the lawyers on the committee, that would certainly satisfy me.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stevens.
This lawyer. would this also include regular media?
I mean, let's say, for example, hypothetically, some legislators, you going to the media through TV or otherwise and saying things that's harassing to a other legislator through the television or other media.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I don't necessarily think so. That's more of a broadcast than a communication, in my opinion. But this rule doesn't exclude that kind of thing from being included in the rule. The purpose of this modification is to say, listen, if you're out there using social media, that's what this modification is directed at. It's not a shall. It's just. It may. This may include just the attempt to communicate could be considered harassing.
Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question for the sponsor. As I look at the proposed rule, it has the words offensive behavior in it. And then as I look at the current manual, there's also a phrase that says conduct that is unbecoming to the legislature. Would the conduct that is unbecoming to the legislature be a better way, or should we take out the word offensive behavior and replace it with conduct that is unbecoming to the legislature, or would it be a good idea to add an or so that it would be changed to say harassing or offensive behavior or conduct that is unbecoming to the legislature? Just a question if that would be a better rule.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair. It might be, but not right now, not right here, because in Rule 1B-3, we're talking about a rule that already makes reference to offensive or harassing behavior. So within the context of what's before you, I would limit the language to this. Next year when you guys come back, if you think you need to look at including it in one of our other rules on legislative conduct, I think that'd be appropriate. But I think for now, this is a good rule change. And maybe it will spur some additional thought for additional rule changes down the road.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Lieutenant Governor Michaels.
You know, may I address Senator Nordstrom?
Please.
Senator, is a very, very good point. And upon your return next year, if you would remember that this is a workplace harassment rule. It's just staff. But one Bravo TAC 1, the two above that, is offensive behavior that you would want to think about some of the things that we have occurred, that have occurred, that I've been provided copies of that were not to members or staff. So it wasn't workplace. So this language you could replicate to provide clarity to one Bravo TAC 1. So just a thought. Thank you, sir.
All right. Very fine. Is there further discussion? Again, the motion is that we include the underlined language in 1B-3 with the inclusion of the words the use of after include and before electronic. Harassing or offensive behavior may include the use of electronic communications through social media or otherwise, whether actual or attempted. And for those who joined us late, the attempted language speaks to the circumstance in which somebody tries to send somebody a harassing message, but they've actually been blocked, but they're still trying to transmit that. So with that, further discussion. Hearing none, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, say no. And the secretary will call a roll.
Hawley.
Aye.
Colm.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Stevens.
Aye.
Lust.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Kurd excused. Haugard excused. Haverly.
Aye.
Nicholson.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
12 yea and 2 excused.
So the motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed. I believe that concludes our agenda for the day. Anything further to come before the committee? If not, Representative Stevens has moved that we adjourn. Senator Frerichs has seconded. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. We are adjourned.